What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Sacramento Punchline. I should have done that old gag where you turn and look at the... Oh, yes, yeah, Sacramento. Because the state capital is so beautifully rendered on the wall behind the comedians. Because there's nothing better than go to a comedy club to escape the everyday horrible politics and then see the Capitol building in the background for the entire damn thing. It's Monday, January 21st, 2 Oceans 13, Martin Luther King Jr. Day observed. Inauguration Day, and it is, sure. Glad you're into it. I just watched the coverage all day long. It's just endless parade. And I just laid there in my bed and went, I am celebrating something. That happened. And it's 420-ish. And we're at the How About Arden Mall, which I like to call the How About a Smoke Sesh Mall. Yes, Grandma Elwood calls it a zombie mall. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a set in Sam Tripoli's Naughty Show at Vinyl in Las Vegas. And I want to thank everyone who came to that show and flashed their tits to win a dildo. That's easy to follow when you just have jokes about smoking weed. On Saturday, I finally recorded the third Tournament of Championships, which is available soon or now in the comedy album section of iTunes for $2. John Hamm, Andy Wood, and Kate McCucci went head-to-head-to-head, and the winner will move on to the first Super Tournament of Championships, where he or she will compete against... the first championship winner, Matt Bronger, and the second winner, Sam the Mam Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. I love that a guy in the audience yelled out Lil Wolverine. And he did it in a fun way. Lil Wolverine! From the corrections department, I had Chris Evans and Martin Starr on the show together so they could talk about a movie. Yeah, they did a good job. According to three of you, but they did a movie together, and that's why they were on the show together. And they both of them completely forgot to mention it. Like even when I asked them directly, "Do you have any projects coming out?" "No, we're good." And I tell you what it was called right now, but I forgot to look it up. Is Devin back from yesterday? Did you bring your crazy sign?
I did not.
You did not. You left that hazard at home. It was beautiful from a distance and ugly up close. And do you still have your wallet, Devin?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I say set your wallet free, Devin. Like Django. You got to go back. If you weren't here yesterday, you got to listen to the yesterday's show, which we put up today, because Devin was a good sport about his chain wallet. Do you feel left out when you're watching one of those banking commercials and at the end they go, they don't say, what's in your chain wallet? Hey, are any of y'all going to road trip out to San Francisco to see any of my movie interruptions during SF Sketchfest? A few of you. Very nice. I'm showing Catwoman and Anaconda next weekend, which I think that should be a movie title, Catwoman and Anaconda. They team up because they both want to eat Jennifer Lopez. So that's next weekend, and then we're also doing The Notebook and Twilight Part 1 of 5, and those are going to be in February. Go to sfsketchfest.com for deets and tickets, and I'll see you at the movies that I'm going to talk during. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That, Audience Edition. We had a good one last night. The only half of it I remember is... My Cousin Vinny. It was My Cousin Vinny versus Superbad. So that was not a difficult decision for me because I love the movie Superbad. What's a movie that you like, sir?
Man on Fire.
Man on Fire. Now, I'm not talking about just a quick YouTube clip. I'm talking about... You'd have to click on that, right? Man on Fire. Let's ask this dude. What's a movie that you like?
What kind of, like, is it supposed to be funny, or?
How dare you? This lady's over here yelling at a suggestion. No, just a movie you like.
Oh, okay. Well, I like Woody Allen movies, so, like, Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Crimes and Misdemeanors. So we've got Crimes and Misdemeanors versus, I don't even remember, Man on Fire. I like Tony Scott. I like Denzel. I even like, what's her name? Isn't Dakota Fanning in it? Yeah. What? Her name in it is Lupita? Lupita? Dakota Fanning's name is Lupita. A white girl named Lupita being protected by a gigantic black man who shouldn't be flying a plane under his... in that condition. Dude, I'm sorry, but Crimes and Misdemeanors, that is fucking, that's the one Woody Allen movie that has drama and I shouldn't say the one, but it's one of my favorites as well. So I have to say, watch Crimes and Misdemeanors, not Man on Fire. This has been Watch This, Not That, Audience Edition. Let's look in the prize bag. What's in the prize bag? It's a heavy one, you guys. So there's some good stuff in here or some heavy items that you're going to be like mad that you have to carry around because you're going to probably go out and get crazy tonight, right? MLK! Somebody brought the book called Walter the Farting Dog. God, I wish one of my guests today was a farting dog. How many names do you think you could get it in, farting dog? Okay, he says three names, John Hamm. And also a copy of Go the Fuck to Sleep. If you can't afford Samuel L. Jackson's audio version. If you can't get the audio book to play for your kids. We got some CDs by some of the guests that are coming out here, and one from me, of course, and a sticker that we'll talk more about in a second, and a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and, this is a lot of fun. Oh, shit, I threw it into the audience. You keep it. And oh, there's just too much stuff in here. And this T-shirt, which I don't even know who gave it to me, but I got it from somebody, and I don't know what it means or anything. But it's not a bad shirt. It's just too small for me. And it says, what does it say on it? Simply Complicated. So that's a plug for them. And whatever that means. Please help me in welcoming to this stage Keith Lowell, Jensen, Rory Scovel, and Ngaio Bilum. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Doug.
How's it going?
Good.
So you heard me.
One of the guesses.
My wish came true.
Man, I had a lot of bacon. I really been farting, dog.
So you, Ngaio Bilum is here, everybody, and you, local phenom.
Right-hander out of nowhere.
You brought those crazy books.
My friend Patrick is in here somewhere. I think there he is. He brought the crazy books right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, he handed them to me because he's terminally shy, I guess.
Did you write them?
Or he couldn't find you.
Did you write them or create them?
No. You just stopped at the bookstore and got some fun books and then gave them to a guy who probably forgot to bring something to give away. No, he didn't forget. You brought this. Can you tell them what this is?
That's a sticker and a CD download of my latest CD called Weed and Sex.
Wait, those are the two things I talk about in my comedy. How
great
dare
minds,
you?
Great minds.
How do you do it? All right, so there's a download code on the back of that, so I'm going to throw that in the bag. And then Keith Lowell Jensen is here, everybody. Woo! Let's hear it for him. First-time guest. Very excited to have you here. And you brought your
nobody,
own...
Nobody that didn't know us thought I was Ngaio.
What?
When they saw us sitting here, no one went, I bet that's Ngaio. I bet it's that one.
I don't know.
You think I could pull it off?
You do have a mustache.
Is that an Ngaio thing? This is the whitest mustache in the world.
And there are definitely black guys named Keith.
Yeah, but not with this stash.
And what did you bring? You brought your CD?
I brought my two CDs that I have so far. I have a third one coming out called Elf Orgy, but it's not out till the 19th. So I couldn't bring you it.
Of probably February?
Yeah.
Because the 19th of January just happened.
Right. Then I would have had it.
It was quite recently.
Yeah.
Quite recently. Well, thank you for, for being here 2 days ago. But thank
has
you
it
for,
been that long?
What?
Has it been that long?
It has. Rory Scovel is a third guest on the panel.
How many black guys named Keith have a mustache out of the entire population, do you think?
Cool you Keith know. Does sometimes.
Facebook graphic will tell you.
Keith Sweat has one. I want to take this question seriously. I don't want to just...
I asked it very seriously.
I think Keith David has a mustache in some roles and not in others because he's versatile.
Black guys named Keith or white guys named Keith?
There aren't any other white guys named Keith, just me and Keith Partridge.
Keith Richards.
He's not white. Have you listened to the man?
Yes, he's pretty white.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's really good at it.
He's God a great damn. White. He's one of the greater whites. Keith, that's what we call him, that white place.
I'm glad that on this holiday we could talk about some great whites in history.
Over here at White Place... I'm trying to imagine the commercial for White Place.
I was in the White Place, but it must have been the wrong time. So I had the dim sum. Right? Not by the color of his skin, but by the quality of his race jokes.
Yes.
It's N-G-A-I-O.
Was his name-o.
420. So that's the easier part to remember.
There are 419 other Ngaios.
Ngaio 420. Ngaio 420 on Twitter. And frequent Doug Loves Movies guest. Have you been to the cinema lately? I know you've got a child situation.
I saw the Django.
With your kid?
Not yet. Maybe the 14-year-old might go. The 11-year-old probably not ready. Maybe
14 is okay for watching Jamie Foxx hanging upside down.
Wait, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
With his junk.
I haven't seen it.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen it.
Go home.
I'm a member of White Place. I refuse to see it.
In the South, they don't have it in 3D, but you can wear a hood while you watch it. Sorry, people in the South.
Sorry, the South.
Sorry, no, Southern listeners.
I've been there. They know.
Yeah, I guess they do.
They're always very apologetic.
I guess they know.
Sorry,
what's up.
We're us.
Now, so where do you stand on the whole Django? Like, did you enjoy the experience?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a pretty good movie. I mean, I didn't take it as anything other than a movie. It's Quentin Tarantino, for crying out loud. It's not Fellini or Buñuel or shit.
Yeah, it's none of those guys.
I mean, it's not like...
It's none of those guys in their slave westerns.
And that's my point. He's fucking making a slave western.
Just the fact that he did it is pretty awesome.
Yeah, man. I thought it was hilarious. And shit explodes and people talk shit and Samuel L. Jackson's hilarious. I didn't tell you any plot
points.
Well,
you said stuff explodes. Jesus.
Yeah. Like, have you seen someone fires a gun?
No. The guy who doesn't want to hear basic details.
Nigger. No. Well, no, I want to be surprised by that.
You can hear this. Jamie Foxx is in it. He plays Django.
No.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't want to know which person plays which role.
No one ever goes to that extreme.
Could you just blindfold me and roll me up to the theater and then take the blindfold off when we get in? I don't even want to know movie it is. Just tell me I'm going to a movie.
Do you do that with movies you're really excited about where you avoid the trailers and everything? Like pop up on the internet?
I do the trailer way too much.
Yeah.
I'll watch it over and over again like a weirdo who stalks movies.
You show up at comic book cons. Okay, in the trailer, like at the 14th second.
Right.
There's a weird color switch.
I didn't see that in the movie.
Final cut? Right.
I'll watch it once. If I'm in my seat in the theater, I'll watch the trailer once. But then after that, you know, I don't want to see it again.
What if you're not? Yeah. What if you're standing in front of your seat at the theater?
I might bolt. Then I might bolt. And if it's not busy, like if it's a matinee and it's not busy in the theater, the time for that trailer that you don't want to see again, the length of time it's on is perfect for going and buying a snack or going to the bathroom or something.
Or smoking weed.
It's like
in the
2 minutes. Yeah, or hitting the vaporizer in the bathroom.
There you go.
But my volcano has to warm up, though.
Don't you? But aren't sometimes like trailers, sometimes there's always a trailer that's really quick. Do you ever think like when you
pretty
see that?
Pretty rarely.
But when you see that, do you think like even they are like, well, this is kind of shitty? here's a couple things. Oh, shit. Don't show them too much. They won't come.
We got three best parts. We showed one part.
I wish they'd stop making teaser trailers. I don't need, like, you know, a trailer that's just like a long tracking shot and they finally pull back and it's the Enterprise and you go, okay, that's
great.
Really not telling us anything. We might as well just put Star Trek on the screen and then move on to the next trailer.
Right.
New Star Trek's a coming. Just have like a newspaper boy on a corner.
X-ray, read all about it.
That would be cheaper.
Get your papers. A new Star Trek is coming.
That could be your niche. Man, if I went to a movie and Doug just came up on the screen, he was like, hey, everybody, new Star Trek.
That's what trailers should be. Just like, why do you need to see any of it? It's the fucking new Star Trek.
Right, I don't
like,
want to see any.
What do you think? It's suddenly going to just take place in a courtroom? I wonder if it'll have spectacular visuals.
If all this literally was the trailer you see, just a shot of you saying what you just said.
Just ranting about it, yeah.
You're like,
let's
oh,
do it.
You know, he's right. I don't need to see this. I'm happy it's coming out.
Have you seen the new Star Trek trailer, though? It does have something you didn't know which was going to be in there, which is brooding and heavy expressions and all that Twilight bullshit to make sure those fans come and see it. That's what they're trying to get
the
in front of
people. The last one was pretty broody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Spock, with his emotions, he's almost more emotional.
Right. Ew. Kind of emo.
That's the whole point.
I like that.
As a nerd, that was one of the things that I really enjoyed in the rebooting. Is that what the kids call it? The rebooting of the Star Trek franchise.
The rich adults call it that.
They have to say. The ones that are
green.
Rebooting.
That's when they put you back in the trunk in London. Now,
I like watching the wave of people getting that and like travel through.
It's obscure, but it's fast. I appreciated the fact that the Vulcans had to control their emotions, not because they didn't have any, but because they had a whole fuck ton of them and they would kill everybody if they weren't cool all the time.
That was in there?
That's the whole point of the reboot of the Vulcan thing.
Really?
That's why I always identified with
Mr. Spock.
Yeah, right? Because you have to smoke weed to keep it cool.
Well, I don't
and
have to smoke
And he has to
weed.
Have no emotions to
My
keep it cool.
My dad might be listening. I don't have to smoke weed.
Your dad listens to this?
No, I'm saying he might. I don't fucking know what he does.
They don't talk.
I'm not his boss.
Do you think he Googles?
He's retired.
Does he Google your name?
Time.
Does he sit there? N-G-A-I-O.
He probably sings it out just like that.
I just pictured Spock's birthday when they're all like singing happy birthday. And be like, I would be happy about this, but then I would kill all of you. Thank you. It's a lovely gift. Thank you. Look, I mean it. I was surprised. I can't show it because you'd be dead.
What have you seen lately, Rory Scovel?
Oh, God, what haven't I seen?
You were telling me...
Just
you
Django.
You haven't seen Django, yeah.
Correct answer, right yeah. in the front.
Well, you gave me the disappointing information that Life of Pi has no desserts in it. Whatsoever.
Yeah, just fat dudes eating pizza the whole time.
Wait, what?
It's a pizza pie.
Life of Pi, pizza pie.
But you didn't think that movie was so hot?
I thought it was all right. I was high. It was like the Cinerama Dome. 3D. So, like, even if it's shitty, I'm like, well, it still looks cool. You know what? It's still an experience. I thought it was okay. I'm not going to see it again.
Okay. I was going to try to talk you into it.
I'm not going.
Come with me, dude.
Doug's over
real.
Here checking his Facebook.
I got to talk him into it like it's Burning Man. No, just try it again, man. Just give it one more.
This is
more
my fourth time. Are you sure? Nothing has happened yet.
Base Nectar's going to be there.
Keith, what have you seen lately? I don't even know if Rory answered the question.
Life of Pi.
Oh, yeah, you did see that. But I brought that one up.
Oh, yeah. I saw Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, you loved it.
I loved it. That was great.
This is Doug Tells Everybody Rory's Opinions.
Yeah.
Showgram. Keith, what about you?
I have a 3-year-old, so I've mostly seen The Wizard of Oz about 500 times.
Well, it's ones to have to see a lot. That's not so bad.
It's a great. On her third birthday, we watched it on the big screen at the Crest Theater here locally. That was pretty amazing. I saw shit in it that you don't see on the small screen that I never knew was there, like the lion carrying witch insecticide, and he had like witch.
Wait, what?
The lion. There's a scene when they first go to get the witch, and the lion's carrying this big spray can of witch away, and I never noticed that on the... Yeah, but on the big...
Why doesn't it come into play? When Q gives you a gadget, you have to use it at some point during that film's adventures.
Right. It's supposed to show up in the third act, right?
But I saw Bones Brigade and Autobiography I'm really excited about right now.
Bones Brigade.
Skateboarders?
Yeah, it's a skateboarding documentary by Stacy Peralta. It's really good.
Yeah, I bet it is. Did I sound like Spock?
It's kind of
I bet it's an amazing treat.
It's sort of a slave western on skateboards, if you can imagine that.
Finally, they never seen a nigga on a skateboard? Oh, wait a second.
It's Martin Luther King Day. I'm gonna say that word a lot.
What, skateboards? What word?
Skateboards.
I heard
skateboards. This is the one day like, I'm gonna say it so many times.
Can we?
Well, speaking of skateboard, Lupe Fiasco got kicked off stage at the inauguration for doing an anti-war song for 30 minutes.
Nice.
It wasn't the song.
That was silence.
30 minutes.
No, I just got a message that Spike Lee isn't going to listen to this podcast. He doesn't approve of that word being used in any context.
Skateboards.
Yeah.
Got a lot of skateboards in here tonight.
A lot of members of the skate in here.
Oh, man. He had a traumatic skateboard accident when he was a kid.
So did the 3-year-old love the skateboard doc?
No, I watched it on an airplane without her.
Oh, okay.
I had a break from...
Just to get away from her.
I was on Wizard of Oz again or something else.
I have to escape into the world of
skateboarding. I wasn't going anywhere. I flew to an airport, hung out, flew back. No 3-year-olds here.
Yeah, just tell the family you've got gigs that you don't have.
It works out pretty good.
Fly off somewhere and just sit there in a Motel 6.
You know what's great?
Wasn't George Clooney in that movie?
They think I'm in Austin right now. So if you guys are down to party afterwards, I'm free.
We've come to the part of the show where it is time for me to say, let the games begin. Sacramento. Steal yourselves. I've got several games lined up, so hang on to your name tags for a second. We'll play some warm-up exercises. This first game is called How Much Did This Shit Make? And since this is Keith's first time on the show, we'll start with him, and then we'll move across to N'Gayo and Rory. Rory, you did a great job last night playing against one audience member, losing right away.
Immediately.
Yeah, got it over with so I could go have my marijuana
That's
break.
What I was like. Yeah, I just was like, whatever he says, I'm going to go cast away. Whatever.
All right, Rory lost big. I think I can top that. I'm going to lose bigger.
So you get to bid first, Keith.
Wizard of Oz.
This is...
This movie made Wizard of Oz. So much money, dude. How much? Wizard of Oz, dude. Wizard of Oz.
Okay, so Dorothy was dreaming all of that stuff. Putting her own family members into roles in the dream. And
Life of Pi.
And that movie ends. That movie ends. Now there's this Return to Oz movie.
Yeah.
Where they're acting like Oz is really a place.
No, but if you read the L. Frank Baum books, it kind of is a little more. Like the movie's really heavy-handed in making it a dream. The books, not so much.
That was the movie put that on there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the one that Sam Raimi's doing actually is one of the books.
It looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it's Sam Raimi.
I've seen the trailer once.
I think now we know why you're forcing so much Wizard of Oz on the kids. Before you made it sound like they wanted to watch it, you've read the books. What the fuck?
Right.
Your kids are like, God, no! I don't want to watch it again! You'll watch it! Look, it says Witch Away! You don't get that at home!
That's amazing!
I don't get it at home!
Oh, Daddy! Daddy, these ruby slippers are hurting my feet! Why do I have to wear them on a treadmill?
You know they were silver in the book, damn it! Last night we watched Singing in the Rain, which was my other favorite childhood movie.
Oh, God.
She's gonna love it, too.
Wizard of Oz and Singing in the Rain were your two favorite childhood movies?
Shut up, I'm not gay. I have a kid. That means I had sex with a real lady. She even looks like me.
The lady? The lady looks like you?
Yeah, I found one like that so that the kid would.
Wow. The kid just also has a mustache.
What's up, Narcissus?
It improves the odds greatly.
It really does.
This 1989 action comedy is called Pink Cadillac, and it starred Clint Eastwood and was supposedly filmed here in Sacramento.
And go Sac.
according to the internet. And so you need to guess how much it made in its domestic run at the box office, according to Box Office Mojo.
I don't know how much movies make.
And you want to be as close as possible without going over. So how many...
Is this like Price is Right where the audience can yell suggestions?
$1, of course, is a strategic move.
Yeah, but that's the strategic move that comes after the other guys have, in your opinion, blown it, right?
Yeah,
I guess
so.
To start with a dollar.
Yeah, because then the...
like, you know it's at least $1,000. But also, to still go $1?
But the person sitting next to you could go $2.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
That's fine,
that
you don't do it first. No one's yelling stuff. And I also noticed that no one's wearing funny costumes. This isn't at all like...
Okay, there's a couple of things that you need to know.
All right.
Please don't ask the audience to yell out, because they will if you ask them to.
I really want them to.
And later in the game, it's where you have to know the answer, not get opinions from the audience.
All right.
But I understand why you want to do it with this one, because it's a Price is Right tradition.
Yeah.
But it's usually, aren't they all just yelling lower and higher?
Yeah.
Or are they yelling a specific number?
$16 million.
Sir? Or weird lady? I can't see that far.
Very weird lady, too. Wow. Yeah.
All right, so Keith says $13 million in Gaia. What do you say to that?
What year did it come out? What
it
year
came
did
it out up? In 1989.
Are
you adjusting
Peters?
For
Bernadette
inflation?
Peters, too?
Huh? Bernadette Peters, yes. No points for guessing other cast members.
Do we have to talk like Bane when we do it as well?
No, yes. I don't have to talk like Bane. I don't know why it's still happening.
How's it happened?
$465,000 domestically.
$465,000 might be the lowest bid.
Like, yes.
Lowest Rory, bid next to a dollar that we've had on the show.
Like, that is the answer. That was so specific. That, you know it. You already know it. You did the research.
Yeah.
What was the title of the movie
around.
Again? Pink Team. What was it? Cadillac?
Pink Cadillac. I don't think what it's called is going to help you to discern.
Oh, it's sort of the main...
Not
Red
it
Cadillac?
Seems relevant.
It's sure relevant,
it
but...
Cadillac. You said 13 million?
I did indeed.
1989?
Uh-huh.
14 million. Go suck a day out.
Could have gone $13 million and $1 and really...
Okay, so right, Keith...
I'd rather be over and...
Keith Lowell Jensen said 13. Ngayo Django Bilum said 465,000. And Rory said 14 million. And Ngayo is our winner because it made $12.1 million.
Oh, so close. I'm better at this than I thought.
Without going over, always the operative phrase in Price is Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without
good job.
Going over.
This seems like a fix.
Which part of it you
old
think is...
Old MLK Jr. Day fix to let the black guy win.
Doug right? told me to guess 14 right? million.
Because whenever a black guy achieves something, there's always reverse racism involved.
No,
clearly, that's clearly what it is. That's clearly what it is.
Thank
Keith.
You.
My bad.
Thank you. We talk about this at White Place all the time. All the time. We won't shut up about it. We love it.
You know what's funny about White Place is it has a wacky neighbor just like Seinfeld, and it's the same guy.
Echo Chamber Lane.
Okay, so... The guy who gets to go first in this next game, my favorite game because it's really all about me, this particular game anyway, it's called ABCD's Nuts. And that's where we spell out a word or two words with movie titles. When it's your turn, I'll tell you what letter we're on, and then you have to name a movie within a few seconds that begins with that letter.
Oh.
And it's not that hard, but it can still be nerve-wracking. And if you say the same movie that I wrote down a movie for each letter. If you say the same movie I said, you automatically win. And it's very exciting because there's no way it's going to happen.
I'm glad I sat right next to you.
$1,000.
That is exciting. Knowing that it will not happen.
But you know what I mean? Like, when you win the lottery, you fucking lose your mind. And so when this finally happens on the show...
Has it ever happened?
It happened once, but it was like a really good friend of mine, so it was like we were on the same wavelength.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys, I don't even know you. I just spent the whole day calling around trying to find a black guy, and I only got one.
When you heard my name was Keith, you thought he had another.
We're all pretty busy today. It's like...
Y'all got gigs.
It's like Christmas, you know? It's like Christmas for the Jews. You play the Chinese restaurant.
You guys had an inauguration to watch?
I'm glad you pronounced that word right, Keith. Now look.
I know, right? I was saying to Rory earlier that racists must be having a field day with the word inauguration.
Man, you think it was 2008 all over again. This guy's haven't let it go.
There was a highway scene in Almost Famous that was supposedly filmed nearby. And let's spell out Almost Famous. So the first letter to Keith would be A.
Or to N'Gaga.
Oh, I'm sorry. N'Gaga goes first, and then
so I just
and
do a
then,
movie that
and then
starts,
Keith.
That starts with the letter A.
Yeah. Seems so easy, doesn't it?
Apocalypse Now.
Okay, I said Anaconda.
Of course you would.
Rory L.
Leaving Las Vegas.
I said Thank Life, you. Which was some scenes were shot in the fields of West Sacramento.
You're so local. That's so delicious.
I forgot to say about Anaconda. I'm going to interrupt it Sunday, January 27th at Sketchfest, sketchfest.com, sfsketchfest.com for tickets. M to Keith.
Maniac Cop.
That's probably another one you watch with your three-year-old over and over and over again.
Classic.
I picked Magnolia.
You didn't pick Maniac Cop?
Mm-mm. But you never know with these things.
Respect the Maniac Cop.
Back William Lustig. It's a good movie.
I was just combining both your movies.
Back to N'Gaga. Oh.
Orgasmo.
Was that the full title on that? Yeah. Okay. I thought it was like Orgasmo, An Unexpected Journey.
Nobody expects.
Almost any existing movie subtitle would be funny after Orgasmo. Orgasmo, The Search for Spock.
Orgasmo, The Awakening.
Orgasmo, The Final Chapter. All right, S to...
That was such a sad... That was a tragedy.
Oh, I said Ocean's 13, of course.
Of course.
For O. But next is S. Who's it to, Rory?
Saving Silverman.
That's somewhat alliteration on both my turn. Hold on, can I say
people,
again? That's alliteration on my turns. On my turns.
Those people that clap for Saving Silverman are clearly do not like raccoons. Because there's some fucking crazy shit with a raccoon in that. I went with a movie that we coincidentally, I wrote this yesterday, but we coincidentally were talking about it since then, Smokin' Aces.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was filmed in nearby Lake Tahoe.
Really?
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 Really? That Thank movie you. Was terrible.
That was that the worst was movie.
Any Fucking piece horrible. Of, any piece of shit movie you bring up, there's somebody that's like, I like that movie.
I'm down to defend some horrible movies, but no. No, Smoke Ace is ass.
Then I change. I'm like, all right, calm down. Jesus Christ.
The director could be here. Guys. He lives locally. Let me finish.
He totally was.
Still
Let me
is.
Finish. That's the best. Let me finish.
No,
new back
he
to
still
it.
Is from Sacramento.
I'm losing a lot of potential away. Future guests with you guys tearing into that movie. There's a lot of people lying by are involved with that movie, but it doesn't totally work, but it's got, I think it has some good parts. I do. I said that to you earlier.
The director is from here?
You know, I did. It was...
You know when you really watch it? When you really watch it? You know what I mean? With this, not these. With this. You walk out
why
with something.
Why did you point to your balls?
That's how I watched it the first time. I thought I could jerk off to it. This isn't porn!
It wasn't that
sexy.
Smoking
asses.
Smoking asses.
Ah, that happens.
Why does that donkey
oh, no,
have
aces.
A cigar?
Yeah!
We weren't talking
how
about
many
the porn
movies?
Version? Then I agree with you. Right, yes, right. Of course. He's here.
How many movies killed Ben Affleck? That's pretty cool. Spoiler.
I thought Daredevil did a good job.
And Geely.
I killed him for
as
me.
I should interrupt that movie sometimes, but that movie's hilarious.
Daredevil?
Daredevil. He's blind, and he's like fighting on a swing set, you know, on a teeter-totter, jumping around from side to side. Blind guy would probably have a little trouble just stepping onto it.
He's got radar sense.
That's right.
That's sort of what makes it a superpower, is that he can do
stuff even though he's blind.
Like when the other guy flies, we all can't do that.
What if it was
does he also have a handicap we don't know about? Does he have irritable bowel syndrome? And can fly?
I thought you meant Daredevil. I was like, blindness wasn't enough. Blindness, pshaw.
I love a callback to last night at the end of Daredevil when he defeats the villain. Someone runs up to him and goes, "We forgot about the roses."
Yeah, that's a bit of mine that hasn't even, I haven't even done it anywhere yet. I mean, it's not on an album yet.
Oh, sorry.
But somebody will get, one person will get a good chuckle making the connection.
You know what, that won't make sense now, but down the road they'll go, oh,
yeah.
I'm glad Rory brought that up.
On their
I'm the trailer
bed.
You're looking for.
You're like foreshadowing.
Hey guys, watch out for the roses. You'll hear it on Doug's album.
Right? Doug Completus in later years will be like, when Rory Scoville foreshadows that we forgot the roses joke.
I love the idea
January
of Doug
21st
Completists.
Podcast.
We have any Doug Completists here?
There are some. Yeah. One of them brought a couple of books.
Scary people.
I missed you. You weren't here yesterday. Sorry. Don't apologize.
No, fuck this guy.
He calls himself a completist?
You let him apologize. Where the fuck were you? Jesus.
Get rid of those fucking books. Fuck this guy. Can't even show up.
No, those are good prizes for a lucky winner. Where are we at? Whose turn is it?
We're at T, and it's my turn.
Okay, T. You had all that time to think about
it. Can I use any movie that starts with the, or is that
you
cheating?
Sure can.
All right, The Hobbit. What, you don't like that one?
More specific.
The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey.
Correct. I went with Twilight, which I'll be interrupting February 9th at Sketchfest.
Damn. And I totally should have had that one. 1 through 5.
A child, you say.
F is next.
Yes, it is.
F. Is it your turn?
I am led to believe that. Is it anybody's turn, Doug, when you think about it?
Mm.
It's all of our turns.
Obama just got another turn.
F.
Yeah, F.
You said.
Mm-hmm. Is it a really hard one?
I don't know. The hash is kicking in. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So.
Yay!
Nice.
I went with Frankie and Johnny, which was also allegedly shot nearby. Rory A.
Michelle
Almost
Pfeiffer.
Famous.
That's what I wrote. Ah! Almost Famous.
And now
a building in Sacramento was destroyed today, and a black man was not the instigator.
No, that's not the way it would be reported.
Yes, a black man was there.
Imagine if that's how.
Where's Good that black Lord. Guy that came to my show yesterday?
Wow, Jesus God. You should take a look at yourself for that.
guys, let's not forget the Almost Famous that I just did. That's
stop getting distracted with trivial bullshit.
Let's not talk
Almost
about
famous.
What Doug the last did wrong, thing, but let's talk about what I did right.
The last thing they would drag into Almost Famous is race. It's an extremely white movie.
Rory wins this podcast now. It's now you and Doug switch seats, and it's now Rory what? Loves movies.
What? I was just counting on someone being a smartass and saying Almost Famous.
Yeah,
and then
I was
then,
ready
and
for
then
it.
We would match.
I'll be honest, I did all the letters in my head, and when I realized I had A, I was like, oh, shit. I bet it's Almost Famous.
You're like a chess master.
Thank
You're like
you.
12 letters ahead.
Thank you.
I'm stalling for time on F.
Because I'm in the
moment. M for Misery. I had Misery. O, Ocean's 11.
Well, that's the end of the game. I was going to say Maniac Cop 2. I was so fucking excited. I've been sitting here through this whole thing waiting.
That would kind of equate because you used a sequel in it. If he named a sequel, that should count as an automatic win, too.
What?
Keith loves movies.
If you wanted to add an insane level to the game.
For you, I had U-571. Do you remember that movie?
No.
Yeah, there's a movie called U-571 about a submarine.
There wasn't
and,
really.
Really. But when that movie came out, me and my friend, name dropper, Nick Swartzen, we used to say to each other and die laughing, what'd you think of U-571? The other person would go, U-571? It's really juvenile.
Was the movie as good as that joke?
No.
I love that when you said U-571, a lot of like conversation broke out.
Yeah. Because people
more
hear
so than all the racial jokes. U-571 people are like, oh yeah, U-571. Yeah. No, I remember now.
That's something we can all get behind.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. It's movies. And for the S, I pick Safe House because, of course, no one is safe, no one is house. And a lady in the audience just said that along with me in unison.
It's
so
true.
So there's another completist right there. Was Tombstone filmed in Old Sac? A guy in the audience, no. No, and also I don't understand comedy or how it works.
That was totally illogical.
He was prepping before he got here. God, I hope he asked where Tombstone was filmed. Because if he names the wrong location, I'm in the game. I'm in. Filmed in Old Sac. No! No!
Because for the listeners that may have never been to Sacramento, Old Sac has kind of a western-y town street kind of thing.
And
that I see every once in a while in the news when someone gets shot there.
That's how we started 2013.
That's true. Happy New Year. Welcome to Sacramento.
That's not fair, Doug. Only on holidays.
They only have the catch a bullet from the air game during the 14 or 22 major holidays. 14 or 22. Let's play Build a Title, you guys. We're playing all the games today. And this one is particularly fun for me because the guests get so confused by it. And
yes.
Since we've been hammering it hard, why not keep going? We're going to start with... Oh, who won that last one? Rory.
Rory.
How could I forget?
Almost now, famous. Now that's, has, just in case anyone has forgotten, it was Almost Famous. On an A, so...
The Rory Scoville story.
Yeah.
No one likes a sore winner.
No, I like sore winners. I like them. Love sore winners.
America loves sore winners.
We become sore winners. That's what it is.
We really do. We like to rub shit in. It's not cool.
It would have been more effective to say almost famous and then jump off a roof into a pool.
That would have been pretty damn cool.
Like he did in that movie.
Almost
after yeah, what does he say? I'm a golden god?
I think mine was meaner.
You are not a golden god, lady.
Then they honk the horn. That would have been great. Do you hear what that dude said?
Now has
he yells at on the roof and a car horn goes off. Like he's that fucking people are like, don't jump off the roof.
Has anyone here
funny
played
addition,
the scene from that movie with the Led Zeppelin song? The director instructs, like he really
That's
thinks you care this much. He instructs you to see how a scene was meant to look. Led Zeppelin wouldn't give him the rights to it. So he's like,
so just
so here's
do it yourself.
The scene. Now play the Led Zeppelin song. You'll see. It totally fits.
Let me ask you this:
He's
does
Pink
your
Floyd-ing
daughter
himself.
Does your daughter like is how into Dark Side of the Moon is your daughter?
I'm saving that for her fifth birthday, Doug. You gotta pace yourself.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, so like Rory gets to start, and then we'll go to Keith, and the first title, the starter title for Build a Title is Smokin' Aces.
Okay, so now what is
good?
So now what is the game?
Let the confusion begin.
Build a title. Okay. Yeah. All right. I get that.
All right.
You just
has to end.
It.
You have to come up with a movie that ends in smoke or smoking or smo or
that
begins
ends in it.
Ends in it or begins with aces.
Ooh. Let me ask you this. Has anyone ever lost a game on a first turn? Has a game ever just got to not exist because someone's like, ah, I'm not qualified to be here. So
you just get knocked out and you're back in at the next game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Is Smoking Gun, is that a show or is that a movie? Based on everyone's laugh, I feel stupid.
Well, because it wouldn't, even if it was a thing, it wouldn't apply.
Oh, it has
apply.
To end on it.
It has to end with smoke.
Oh, well, fuck.
Or begin
well, then,
with aces.
Yes, I can do that.
Can we give him clues?
You'll get your turn eventually.
I know, but I can do his turn. I might not be able to do my turn.
If he fails, it still might come to you.
Ah.
Because we got two ends to
deal with.
He's
got like five more seconds then, right?
So it's
got
to be smoke.
Yes, five more seconds.
Word.
Three. Fuck you.
Gunsmoke.
Oh, wait.
Now, was Gunsmoke a show?
Wait a second. No, it was a TV show. But also, Keith, you can't say fuck you to a guy for yelling out an answer when you asked earlier for people to yell out answers.
I can when you shut that down.
I did shut it down.
You
Let's all
indeed.
Shut it down. But also, Cheech and Chong wouldn't work anyway.
It was a clue.
Yeah. The rest of it.
Oh, I do know it. Can I use that or is that cheating? I got one. No. Wait, what are we talking about? I think I just thought of one. What were we talking about?
We need a title.
Anyways, here's my answer.
We need a title that ends
The movie was
with
Empire
smoke.
Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes
We need
strikes
a movie
smoke.
That ends with smoke or begins with aces.
If I say Up in Smoke, is that cheating? Otherwise, I am out of the game. I guess I'd rather cheat
you know what?
Than lose
there's,
altogether.
There's,
I'll let him have
there's
it.
There's so little stakes in this particular round of the game that we can go ahead and just say that you should probably leave for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
No, we'll go
and
with it.
Rory Scoville's just been ejected from the game, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so we got Up and Smoking Aces.
What if you found out me and that guy knew each other after the show? You'd hate this moment more.
I hate it just enough. But I really thought he thought there was a movie called Cheech and Chong that would fit.
Cheech and Chong Smoke.
Cheech and Chong Smoking Aces. Let's go. Was that what you had? Was that what you were
going
to say?
Yeah, that's what I had. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
I'm good. Right. I'm cool. I got one.
Okay, what is it?
Up. It's a fucking movie.
Not fair.
How did you build the title with Up in Smoke?
We still have the same title. You did no building whatsoever.
I thought you started with the next one.
I hate
one.
To be the Wreck-It Ralph in this situation.
You mean I still have to do Smoking Aces?
No, but you can do something that ends in Up, but you can't just say aces. Up.
No, but Up's the name of the movie. It ends and begins
there
in Up.
There is a movie called Up, correct.
Right. It's not called Up Up, though.
All right, so all one-name movies are disqualified from this game.
That is not how what I'm... All one words that are already in the title, you're not building on it. You're just, we're going to repeat the same title.
Because now it's Up, Up in Smoking Aces.
Spirit of the
it
game,
is not
sir.
Up, Up in Smoking Aces. It's Up in Smoking Aces.
Up.
And you have to come up with a title that ends in Up, not that is Up in its entirety.
Up ends in Up!
The reason I'm not making fun of you is because I do not know why I should disagree with what you're saying. I'm just remaining silent.
Can we decide this democratically?
I'll tell you why. Because there's spirit of the game and there's letter of the game. And as a nerd, man, I get all kind of out of shape when people want to fucking gamesman and parse when you should just play the game, brother. Fuck up.
He takes his shit so seriously.
Well, it is his day.
Can I say something?
For you.
And it's all of our day, dumbass. You're missing the point.
Oh, my God.
And on the racial unity. Martin Luther King is that it's everybody's fucking day.
I just realized.
Time.
It's everybody's day.
I just realized I know so little about how this game works that I still don't know whose side he was just arguing for. I was like, yeah, defend so, Keith. Wait, you're mad at him. So shit, if I still don't know.
If I get you right, you're saying I can say that word that we talked about earlier.
No, you're trying to game
it. I'm wasting time because I can't think of a fucking movie.
It's tough, yeah.
All right, tell me again.
I thought it was.
It's got to end. Hey, buddy, you got a clue for me? It's got to start in what or end in what?
You could.
It's got to be up, or my other choice is still aces?
End in up or begin with aces, yeah. It's a tough one for sure. And Rory's going to win this whole game.
Can I do Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
With an assist from the crowd. Who thinks yes? Could you please stand up and walk towards the door?
I will go with you. I will go with you. I support Up and Ace Ventura.
But the difference between you and this audience is they've heard this game a lot of times. And you have not. You've only heard it when you're here confused by it.
Is there a movie called Flying Aces? I don't know. No.
Let's say there was.
It still wouldn't work.
You would be out.
I don't get this. Can I be out? Is that an option?
That's an option.
Oh, fuck yeah. I take that one.
Right? It's painful. It's painful.
Oh, man. What don't I win?
You don't have a chance to win prizes anyway.
We punched it in, audience at home.
Wow, Keith.
Ngaio?
What do you got, Ngaio?
Please say up.
There's a documentary film where a guy went around and he interviewed a group of these. They started out as kids. Every 7 years, he interviewed them.
Seven Up! The first one
was called Seven Up. Seven Up and Smoking Aces. Jesus,
I love those movies.
Try to yell out the answer before the person's about to say it. It's another thing I love.
Do you? 14 Up. That's a great series.
Those are good movies, yes.
Damn it.
They're like at 42 now or some crazy shit. It's been going on for a minute.
Another way you could have gone is Tin Cup.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh,
okay, you are so wise in the ways of this game.
Now let me just head this off at the pass. If you fucking say seven.
You piece of shit. You piece of shit. You knew I was going to do that joke, you goddamn. I don't even have that on an album yet.
Water.
Got anything that ends in seven and not Slevin either?
Ends in seven. I was going to say Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, but...
It doesn't end.
That's why I didn't say it. So obviously, that's...
You find this easy.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you so mad at me for being stupid? It's my fault.
Dude, you're the one who counted all the fucking letters to get to Almost
Famous.
That's
all I know how to do. Now that we have to really think like a little bit harder, I'm like, I should have got out at the first step.
When Rory's done, I'm still out, right? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're still out. I don't care that you have a 3-year-old daughter.
Wow. That's that go-getting. Way to be a go-getter, Keith.
So it has to end in seven or just it just has to end in seven? Is there an or to that?
Can end in seven or
ends
it can
in
start
seven.
In aces.
A title that ends in seven or begins with aces.
Okay.
But probably the seven's probably the better way for you to go.
So right now I can start a title with aces.
Yes.
No,
Ace
you
Ventura,
can't.
That's out. That's aces. Dumb.
Aces.
Stupid. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Like I said, let's...
I'm with you.
Dumb. Let's go on the other... Let's just go ahead and go on the other side. Do something that ends in seven.
Ends in seven.
I'm thinking of three or four so far.
Now, Rocky, that just became Balboa.
Yeah, so yeah, that's... and that was also the sixth installment.
Nah, well, if you would let me finish. Let me finish, I was going to say.
If you're going to talk your way through it, I'm, yeah. I'm going to talk your way out of it.
How many Mighty Ducks movies were there? You ever think about that?
I don't think there's anything that ends in seven that doesn't have a subtitle after it, which would then kill what you're doing here.
Yeah,
you need something that just ends in seven.
How many do you have?
What? I've got at least two.
Wow.
Here's the
maybe
clue,
three or four.
Dude.
You are a golden god.
I don't know. I'm going to have to pass.
All right.
I can't stop saying 11-7 over and over in my head. Mike, that doesn't even, that's not even the name of that place.
So, Ngaio, you're still in?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
There's Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar
187,
with that.
187 on the motherfuckers. Passenger 57.
Haven't heard of it. Have not heard of it. So if you want to make up stuff, that's fine, sir. That's fine.
There's that horrible child porn When She's Seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Judd Apatow's making a movie with his daughter called This Is Seven.
Yeah.
That would be a great
this
sequel.
This is seven. He goes so far the other direction. This is seven.
All right, so Ngaio won that round, everybody.
Boy, did he.
Hyper-competitive nerds for the win.
It means he gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game, but first we need to see your name tags. And everybody on the panel, please go and select whatever name tag speaks to you that you'd like to play to. The good, the Brad, and the ugly is a nice one. I don't get what Dr. Mark J. Berg means. Street pharmacist? I don't understand any of that. Emily has a popcorn bucket. That's cute. It's a dude in the front row with what looks like a blank napkin. Nice try. Good effort. What is it? Super high?
Heidi.
Super high D. And your name is Heidi?
No, it's super.
Oh,
there's a Django one out there? Oh, wow.
You make them come to you? That's badass.
Ngaio saw this name tag on Twitter. Bring it on up here.
That's cool.
Oh, the guy doesn't have legs.
There you go. Doesn't matter.
Nice work on your day, Ngaio. What? Oh, that is pretty cool. It's Daniel Unchained, and for some reason it's my face on Austin Powers.
I don't understand that at all.
While slaves are being whipped in the background. Oh, it's not Austin Powers. It's Jamie Foxx's outfit when Django gets to pick his own clothes. Nope. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Oh, those are supposed to come first.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, that's a good one.
People are taking
off. You're threatening. Mark S. Allen is threatening someone with violence if we don't pick Betsy. But we've already.
I'd like to complain about the one I picked because one of the two discs that come with it isn't in there. You cheap bastard!
Well, it's not a gift to you.
I decided it was.
Oh, the ticket to this show is in here. Whose is this? Oh, he gave away the DVD, kept the Blu-ray because he's a good person.
And I have to get this back to him?
No, why?
Oh, cool. Good. That's what
No. It's just a name tag that you're using to represent
him. I got that part, but then
you're not
going to
just watch Wizard of Oz anyways. You're going to take a guy's movie just to throw it in the trash when you get home?
Yeah, there's nothing really gay in E.T. to, continue the ruining of your child.
Actually, there's a scene where Elliot's older brother calls him penis breath. When I was a kid, that was my favorite scene in the movie. I was all, penis breath, holy shit. Yeah. I decided to become a comedian there on the spot.
I'm just going to give you the disc out of here in case he tries something funny.
You son of a bitch. So JT.
Okay, so you're playing for JT, the extraterrestrial.
No, the Jextra terrestrial.
Jextra terrestrial. Yeah. And Ngaio's playing for Daniel Unchained. And
I forgot.
Rory, did you?
Robin.
Is that a name tag, or did you think this game would be dangerous?
Yeah. No, I wanted to be ready.
Because it's a helmet. And what does it say on it?
Robin Blindside.
And that's probably just the helmet you wear when you ride around on your motorcycle.
No, wait a minute. Is that what is the Sacramento Sirens?
Oh, it's a football helmet.
Football team, right?
Yeah. Big sports fan, Doug.
Not really.
There's a semi-pro women's football team out of Sacramento. Is that your actual helmet?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, badass.
This is your helmet?
Yeah, go. The
Can
Sirens,
I have
right?
that? Can I have that?
What's really funny is that there's also the Sacramento Sirens who are a burlesque troupe. Do you guys ever get together and fight?
I thought you were going to say something else. You guys ever get together and
Close.
Fuck? Do you have an all-night fuck-off?
I'll just fuck.
I know who would be on top. I'm so, going with the football players.
This is the worst part of it.
You can't drink when you have that helmet on. That's a shame.
Someone bring Larry a straw. Scat.
Like, it's not worth it.
That's why they have squirt bottles, Rory.
She why? Said Look squirt. At what I just figured out.
A straw probably would work pretty effectively.
Paralyze yourself at one motion.
Amazing.
All the way back.
A straw would probably be.
Can we have a straw? To go.
Get a straw in your water.
Oh yeah.
And what's her name? What's your name?
Robin.
Robin. Our teammates call her Blindside.
Well, not tonight.
We
You're just
too.
Robin. So, it's in the field. Calm down. You saw how shitty I was in the last game.
Well, that's the beauty of Leonard Maltin game, Rory, is anyone can win. It's been proven time and time again.
That's really disrespectful. Like, standing on it. Oh, it's a coffee table.
So, we're going to start with Ngaio, and then we'll go to Keith, and then to Rory. Ngaio gets to pick a category from these three. Oh, he got a nice long straw now. That's not going to work in that tiny cup.
If only he had some of his drink left.
Too bad he's out of water.
You know how I love physical humor.
My arms aren't long enough for the straw.
I love the physical humor on the podcast.
I was going to say, it's the visual humor is always so
well received. Just keep milking it TJ Miller style.
Listeners at home, trust me, this is hilarious.
Hey, I'm just trying to drink my drink. This isn't a part of the
show.
He's
just trying to have his beverage.
Yeah.
So now the helmet's off again. Is that how we're going to go
with it? We should do like a golf announcer
voice.
Well,
I don't know. Is this real blood on the outside? Of course.
Hey, I heard it was Ungayo's turn.
Oh, blindside. All right, Ngaio gets to pick a category. Would you like I Had a Dream? That's...
Guys, it's MLK Day. That's a thing for everybody. So I don't know why that's funny.
And I Had a Dream is slave westerns. No, I'm kidding.
Django Unchained.
No, I Had a Dream is movies with a memorable dream sequence in them.
Ah.
Like The Wizard of Oz, for instance.
Right.
Or celebrating a birthday today is actress Gina Davis. So the films of Gina Davis. Or your third option is in theaters now, and that's movies that are playing in theaters now.
I'm going to celebrate the films of Gina Davis.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Wow. I like them.
Amazing archer she is. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1996. And he says about this movie, if you find a kitchen sink, it's the one the screenwriter of this movie forgot to throw into it. So this movie's got everything but the kitchen sink. And he also says that there's a child is a part of the mayhem. A child is a part of the mayhem. From 1996. Dude in the front row knows it. 11 names. Ngaio, how many names do you think you can get it in?
I just have to remember the name of the movie. 5.
Oh, okay.
Now, is that the name still of the movie?
Do you still have a microphone? Are you and Ngaio unmiked?
I'm still the same person, Doug. Still the same person. Ngaio unchanged.
That was high caliber.
He says 5 names.
5 names. 5 names.
Rory.
I really have to remember the name of this film, though. Shh.
Okay. Everybody be quiet. Rory?
I have to say less than that?
Yes. Just like the last several times you played this.
Nothing sticks for me. You're acting right now, aren't you?
No, I swear to God, I can't.
I guess
you can't remember
4.
What it's called.
I can remember all the quotes.
You're saying 4 names?
I mean, I have to say 4.
Well, you can ask him to name it since he's struggling with what it's going to be called.
But I think he's acting.
Oh.
I think he's doing like, fuck, what is that?
Bluffing.
He's going to be like, 7 up. Remember from before? Name it, bro.
calling Batman in on this because I'm tired of your bullshit. I'm using the bat signal. What did you say? You said name it?
I said name it.
Okay.
It's me versus...
And Gaio has to name it after I tell you the five names.
Okay.
Hey, do you know it?
Fuck no.
I could do it in zero.
Mommy, are we going to die?
Here's your five names.
They are.
Your five names are Alan North.
Ooh.
G.D. Oh, he's great.
G.D. Spradlin.
Who?
Nails it.
Joseph McKenna.
I don't know who that is.
David Morse.
Nope, that's not a real person.
And Patrick Malahide.
Nope. Should have gotten the Oscar.
Patrick Malahide. He's in this movie, Mr. Potter. It's
fucking...
Those are your five names. Do you want the clues again?
It's Charlie Baltimore.
It's got everything but the kitchen sink, 2.5 stars, and there's a child that's a part of the mayhem. You have 3 seconds.
God damn it!
I had trouble remembering the title today, too, when I was when I was looking it up. 3, 2, 1.
Fuck!
Say it! Say it! I'm sorry. Time's up. It's called The Long Kiss Goodnight.
I had it.
Long Kiss Goodnight.
I knew it. I had it.
Obviously.
Yeah. And I disagree with Leonard on the 2.5 stars.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
That was a fun movie.
I love that movie. Yeah.
God,
but there is a child. There is a child in the mayhem. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So Rory is on the board.
Yeah.
You did it. It's like Ngaio handed it to you and you took it.
I'll never get to do this my whole life. Like, and actually it makes sense at the time.
He's waving the football helmet around. And
Rory Scovel has stepped to the edge of the stage and is now waving a football helmet. The audience finds it quite comical.
Okay, Keith, you get to pick a category. Then we're coming to you, Rory. First person to 2 points will be our winner. Keith is playing for JT, and your category options are the great Robbie Benson is celebrating a birthday today, so the films of Robbie Benson, or guy over there.
I totally know who he is.
Or, that's good, you got a leg up then on. Then there's the flagrant bleach category, suggested by flagrant bleach, which is build a title where... The answer is one of the movies that was mentioned in today's round of Build a Title. Yeah.
What?
I know.
That's easy as shit.
It's like a magic trick.
Too many details.
Wow. That narrows it down by millions.
You're like the Penn and Teller of podcasts.
Or your final choice is Rogue Scholar, suggested by Spliff 2026, Future Spliff. Rogue Scholar, which is films where Anna Paquin seduces a teacher.
Are there a lot of those?
Rogue Scholar.
If I'm playing for JT, is he allowed to help me?
No, he is not, and you're continuing to try to game the system. Just play the fucking game.
All right, Doug, I'm gonna go with that bleach thing. You're welcome, Rory.
Oh, thanks. Oh, the bleach part.
Okay, this movie was mentioned during tonight's round of...
Right, there's like four or five movies.
Of right, Build a like Title.
I mean, have you seen me this whole time?
One and
Good
a half...
point.
Keith, if you could at least look at me, I might get the impression that you're trying to play the game.
I thought this... I'm thinking.
Thinking of what? I haven't given you anything
I'm
yet.
I'm listening and I'm
okay,
keeping...
Okay, here we go. 1.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2007. He says that this movie is unwieldy. And he also says that Matthew Fox is unrecognizable in a cameo as a security person. And he lists 16 names. JT is not pleased with there being that many names. And how many names do you think you can get it in, Keith?
Probably 14 out.
It's a smart bit. He says 14, Rory.
You serious? Can you really do it?
Oh yeah.
Because honestly, I'm like, man, maybe I know it, but I don't remember which game was Build a Title.
I know that Up wasn't in it.
And it took a lot of courage Seven just now to admit one. That.
Can I change
Could you
my
not
answer?
Say answers out loud at this point?
All the ones that we're
yeah, you shouldn't do that out loud.
Okay.
You really Wait, are trying to break me at it? Every turn.
Did you just say the name of it?
No, nobody said anything.
But I can tell him he has to name it?
You can, but he gets 14 out of 16 names.
But he's only seen Wizard of Oz.
Okay, my kid's three. It's 2012. We'll do the math. This came out in 2007.
Do the math. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could just say 13
I know, but
and get a lot of names.
It's kind of
and
fun to watch you go crazy. 13.
I change my answer to name?
No, you can't do anything out of turn.
Yeah, you can't.
Here, I'll hold your microphone until you need it.
I say 13!
Did you just say I'm really harsh on these rules? Because I will throw you off the fucking stage. You're never going to be on the show again.
It's like an episode of
You're Half-Wits. Harsh on these rules.
Wow.
Just turn this mic off. And Gaio, it's 13 to you.
10.
10, he says, Keith.
I can name it.
You're asking a guy to name it.
All right. Oh, no. He wants me to do something else. all right.
Your partner is disgusted with you.
All right.
And your life choices.
All right. I
like
could do
being
it.
With a woman.
I could do it in two.
Pretty sure you still don't know how this works, but... Rory?
I know that much.
He says right before I win it.
Two. Name it.
Okay, you get two names.
We're going to do this.
They are Wayne Newton and David Provol. And what's the name of the movie?
Smoking Aces?
That's correct. You did it.
Horseshit. Horseshit.
Real quick, Doug, I was just wondering, because I don't have a really good memory. Could you remind me, who doesn't know how to play this game again? Who was that? You were telling me someone didn't know how to play the game, and I was just wondering who that was.
I mean, you know it's still me, but go ahead, answer it.
Did you want my microphone again?
Damn.
I will fix it so you lose.
I'm glad y'all don't play dominoes.
All right, so Rory has 1 point, Keith has 1 point, and Gaio could still get in this.
Damn.
And since, in fact, and Gaio gets to pick the category, and Rory challenged Keith, so Rory, you're going to be next.
Okay.
And Gaio, would you like the asparagus pea category, which is for advanced players? That's where I'm going to read the entire review. Everyone in the room will know what movie it is, unless it's Pete Holmes and The Devil Wears Prada. And then the bidding just begins. It basically becomes a negative names situation. Or Kamikaze underscore Gopher suggested Killer Joe, and that's movies where Joe Pesci kills someone.
That doesn't narrow it down.
And at
it's not my cousin Vinny.
At No Smell No Tell suggested this is a reasonable policy. suggested Octopussy, and that's films with an actress over 80 years old.
I'll take the soup.
What's that?
It's a punchline to a really old joke.
Sure, sure.
With the 90-year-old
I'll have what
hooker.
You're having.
It's the 90-year-old hooker in the cape. And she jumps
super,
out the
super pussy.
Yeah. And the guy goes, I'll have the soup.
I didn't know that. I like that.
90 years old.
Because you... Octopussy triggers... Thoughts.
I started to lie and agree with you, and you're like, it's the dude with the cape, and I was like, yeah.
You know, way to back me up, though, dog.
I know what you're talking about.
I could get behind it.
What's happening?
Asparagus pee? What was it?
That's where I read the whole review, and then you guys, basically becomes a game if you can remember who was in it and in what order.
I feel like I should be able to do that.
So you want to try that?
Yeah, let's try asparagus pee.
Oh, I love it. All right, I'm going to read everything. So you guys are all going to know the answer, but please still don't say it out loud in case somebody is... It would be amazing if somebody didn't know the name of this movie. Three and a half stars from Leonard for this four-star movie, in my opinion. From 1991, 118 minutes. FBI trainees recruited to attempt to get through a brilliant psychotic criminal. Hannibal the Cannibal. in the hope that he may help catch a serial killer. Almost unbearably intense, brilliantly acted and put together, though the subject material is at times repellent. Blah, 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 blah. I don't have to read anymore. There are listed by Leonard 12 names. So, like the first person in Gaio could conceivably just say zero names, and then that would force the next person to go into negative names.
Which means we have to name people that are in the movie.
You have to name it in the correct order from the top. So if you go like negative three, you got to name the top three right. build people in the correct order.
Oh, shit.
So if you think you know, if you think you know a few of the names rules. In Gaio, you might want to bid so like happy. Negative, you know, two or something. And
so happy till just then. I'm going to get a point. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Zero.
All right, he said zero.
So then I just have to, like, if I say one?
Yeah, if you say one, you just have to name the movie and the lead performer in the movie.
One.
Okay, now, so Keith, can you name two people in that movie?
Yes, oh, wait, I
can.
Would I have named
or
it?
Could
in
you,
order, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, in the right
of
order.
Billing?
Of billing, yes.
I want to name it. Can I do that?
No, no, and do you think anyone's going to be impressed?
I'm not. I've made no effort to impress anyone. If anything, I've exposed myself for being a moron.
Right. At this point, two of us are here to not embarrass ourselves further.
Negative two, you want to do? Or
sure,
more?
I'll go with negative two.
Negative three.
So now, what does that mean? I'm being serious. I swear to God, I'm being serious.
It means he's tired of the white man holding him down.
Okay.
And that he has to name, if you say name it, he has to name the movie and the top three build people in the correct order.
Order of first build.
Yeah, from second first, build, second, third.
Third
yeah.
build.
Yeah, and you could bid four if you think you could do that, but I think you said something about only knowing two people that are in this movie.
Yeah, I did. I thought it. Yeah. I definitely thought it. Name it. You're acting again.
No, I'm not.
All right, so it's called?
Silence of the Lambs,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Oh, man.
You, like, waited for that, right? You just, like, waited and waited and waited. Like, as soon as someone says it, I'm going to go, oh. It wasn't shot in sack.
But it could have been.
Anthony Hopkins is first billing?
Huh? You have to name three people, and then I'll tell you if you're right. You can't.
But I have to do it in order.
You can't hunt
in
order. As you go. Yeah.
No. So. Okay. Well, it's Anthony Hopkins. It's Jodie Foster, and then it's fucking guy from the thing. Tom.
That's his answer.
Ah, fuck.
You got the names in the wrong order. The first All two. Right. And then the third guy is Scott Glenn.
Scott Glenn.
And that means that Rory is our winner. Anyone can win at this game. Anyone
Rory,
can win.
Rory.
I'd be the idiot on the football team doing it the wrong way.
Let me see the Django name tag thingy.
Some excitement on JT. I think he could have named like 14 of them in order.
Yeah, I think JT's pretty good at this. It was a shame that you guys were teamed up. your silent partner was dying to speak.
I know. He's
But he gets his.
I'm
going to
start
DT
reading
back.
The Leonard
Maltin.
That's
his prize. He gets his
JT,
movie back.
You get it back.
Keith doesn't get to steal your movie.
No, and then as you may know, if you've ever heard the show and listened to all of it, that at the very end, I for the people who lost, I still name a shithead on their behalf, and so that's a pretty good consolation prize. Some people would rather have it than a bag full of books for children. But
about
there's a lot
dogs.
Of great stuff in here, including Ngaio's Download. What's the name? Your album's called
Weed and Sex.
Weed and Sex. Yes, and
the Doug Benson
and Rory
story.
Scovel's album is in here called it's called Dilation. And we've reduced you to that. Like you can't even.
I'm the farting
you can't even
dog.
Talk. You go.
We're farting dogs.
Dilation. Yeah.
Yes. Here, come get your prize there. Roller derby. Oh yeah, and give her helmet back. She's gonna
awesome,
need that.
Thanks.
She's gonna need that helmet to cross how.
Hey. As a parent, can I point out that Go the Fuck to Sleep isn't actually a book for kids?
We appreciate
oh,
that.
Yeah. I see.
You never know who's listening at home.
Depends on the kids.
Yeah,
fuck
you might
that.
Give.
Some of you little bastards do need to go the fuck to sleep. Get off your dad's iPod right now, as a matter of fact, and go the fuck to sleep.
Oh, we're doing great on time.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Well done, gentlemen. Let's hear it for everybody. Keith Lowell Jensen, Ngaio Bealum.
Thank you very much.
Rory Scovel, wait right there, because I got to get a picture of all you guys together on the stage. In front of the Capitol building. Just
Rory's
stay right.
In a
no,
hurry.
Don't go over there. Just stay right up. No, now you're. And oh, I'm sorry, Keith. What's your album called?
The new one coming out is Elf Orgy.
Elf Orgy. But what are the ones in the bag called? Because people can still get them. Are they
out of
print?
Yeah, no, they're still available as well. They're called Cats Made of Rabbits and To the Moon. I'm really good at titles. The albums aren't that funny, but the titles are fucking great, man. Just read the title over and over. Don't put it on.
Thank you for coming, everybody. I'll see you out in the parking lot. And are you ready with the end theme? It's going to be after two shitheads. So let's hope this works. The sun is a shithead.
Thank you.
Goddamn sun. And this, yes, I have been here in the summer, and you should give the sun a break for giving you a break right now, because it's cold as fuck this morning here. And as always, up, up is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in his